The Guide to Your Ride podcast on UpstateSnow.com is presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, and by Mapledale Motors of Barneveld, New York. Visit RideTugHill.com and MapledaleMotors.com. It's Guide to Your Ride podcast time with UpstateSnow.com and the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. Chris Rink joining us on this late Wednesday evening. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Rich. How are you? How was your ride?
The ride was awesome. It was 50 miles of awesomeness through Penn Mountain and through the Ohio Ridge Rider system. They're out grooming and doing a good job trying to flatten out the trails for their poker run this Saturday. And hopefully the trails will hold up, but we'll kind of get to a little bit of the preview of the forecast in just a minute. But first, Chris, I want to start off this Guide to Your Ride podcast with a simple question.
What's that?
How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time, Rich. One bite at a time.
And that's exactly it. 50 miles today, 40 miles Monday, 40 miles on Sunday. Not the longest ride. Some of it was over the same trails. Actually, a lot of it over the same trails. But over the last 4 days and 3 separate rides, Zach and I have put on a 140, while many probably have put on none, either because they didn't want to come up because conditions were marginal or just didn't have the chance to. But the point of all of this is that with the type of winter that we're having, you have got to take advantage of the opportunities when they're there. If you are waiting for the perfect time to come up, you're probably going to miss out on some good trails. And that's what we found. And I'm sure that's what they're going to find up with your club, with Touran, with Valley, and with all the clubs in and surrounding the hill.
Yep, no, 100%. It's just one of those seasons, and it just hasn't kicked into high gear. Here we are in late January, and we have the same playground. I mean, the best snow and the best conditions are by far the seasonal roads, again, from High Market through Montague, through Tables Corners, out to Osceola, down now into, 46 Corners. But I got to tell you that the seasonal roads now that we're Wednesday into Thursday, is going to be the best conditions, the most enjoyable riding. And because of the little warm-up today, because of a little bit warm-up more tomorrow and Friday night into the weekend, the lower areas, the lower elevation areas that had a little bit less snowpack or no snowpack prior to the snow over the weekend, they're just going to start to deteriorate. We're already seeing it. And I think you can probably vouch for that, the conditions tonight were a little bit less desirable than what they were last night.
They definitely changed from Monday night to Wednesday night. When we rode Monday night, we were riding in at or below zero conditions. The snow hadn't really had a chance to settle or compact. But just one day of low January sun and temps in the high 20s to low 30s was enough to bring up bare spots, really get things thin in those lower elevations and in those exposed areas. So you're absolutely right. So basically the advice, if you want the best riding, and yes, you can still go between Old Forge, the Adirondacks, and Tug Hill, but it's going to get a little bit more dicey going through Brandingham and up through Touran Thursday, and maybe even more so on Friday. And don't count on that connection staying open. There's a possibility it may close again. You got to stay up on the clubs, especially with this weather situation that we just can't seem to shake this winter.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. So, in Guide Your Ride fashion, hopefully people are tuning in on Thursday morning and planning their rides for Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. The best riding conditions for the Tug Hill region are going to be the same parking spots. The Smith Road parking area, the Barrows Performance, the High Market Inn, and the State Parking Lot on Michigan Mills Road. And, ride west tonight, Wednesday night, Southern Tug was grooming, Turin was grooming, Osceola's grooming, 46 Corners, TC Riders, they groomed today. Drop down into Boonville. Boonville has been grooming, testing out, some of their new equipment, but they just don't have a lot of snow to work with. A text message I just received from our operator who groomed around West Leiden was he's really only able to pan, and the only trail he had any snow to actually move around was on Ziegler Road. A little bit higher elevation, a little bit more, tree cover. I would expect that with the warm-ups, by Friday, we might have a problem keeping those connections open between Turn and Brandingham. So please watch the Turn's Facebook post. Please watch the Brandingham Facebook post. And by the weekend, especially if we get a little bit of rain to start Saturday morning or Saturday midday, we might lose that connection piece and people will be stuck to the Adirondacks or stuck to Tug Hill proper by the end of the weekend.
And higher elevations are really going to be the key, not just for Thursday and for Friday, but especially heading into the weekend with this storm, because even though the storm is approaching from the southwest and it's going to jump to the coast, there is not really a cold air supply that's coming in. It's going to have to be generated by the storm Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. The colder air is going to have to wrap in as the storm begins to wind up near the Atlantic coast. And that's exactly why we are looking at the rare late January situation to where with a storm to the south and east of upstate, temperatures are actually going to be warm enough to where rain is going to mix in with snow. Now, if that doesn't tell you that winter's screwed up, I don't know what is.
Unbelievable, huh? We just can't catch a win.
Can't catch a break. I mean, yes, we have caught a few breaks. Yes, we are riding. It isn't 2012. It isn't 2016. But I got to tell you, 2020 ain't much better.
No. And just for the outlook for the weekend, what I would expect is probably a busy day Thursday, busy day Friday for riding. You know, are typically busier than normal weekdays. And then I truly believe that this weekend is going to be a slower than normal last full weekend in January because of the weather that's coming in, the rain, snow, and I think because of the widespread snow and grooming that's going on across the state. I know I've seen it from my, you know, Facebook pages and just kind of, you know, cruising to see what other clubs around the state are doing. There's decent snow in the western part of the state, the Chautauqua Ridge, Cherry Creek Snow Riders, Hamburg. All of those clubs have had a good week of grooming and trails are in halfway decent shape from what I can see. So that's going to limit the people that are traveling to the hill, especially with the spotty weather coming in. So I would expect a busy Thursday, busy Friday on the hill proper and in the Adirondacks. And I would expect traffic to kind of drop off and it to be a, less than crazy busy end of January weekend.
Yes, certainly that's the case. Now, as we look into next week, we do not see the type of near or below zero cold that we had at the beginning of this week heading into the last week of January. Now, we have not lost hope for cold and snow and hanging on to something, but it is not optimal conditions. The weather patterns just are not setting up. So once again, as we head into next week, whatever we get from this weekend system, which may be some decent water content with whatever snow does fall, may help things a little bit, but it's not going to get us to where we want to be and to where we're accustomed to be for late January. So once again, reasonable setting of expectations, possibly having to move around some days and not necessarily limit yourself to Saturday or Sunday if at all possible. Look at the club pages, watch us on Upstate Snow with the weather forecast, and try to stick to the higher elevations if you can is really the advice.
Yep, for sure. Unfortunately, that's the message. With some conversations with the other clubs tonight, everybody is going to groom as much and as often as they can, as long as the snow and weather permits. That's the message from Valley. That's the message from Turin. That's the message from Lost Trail, TC Riders, and Osceola. Everybody's going to do what we can as long as we can. Remember, once those temps hit 30s with a bunch of water content or 40s, anytime, you can't really groom anything anymore. So,
yeah, just remember, regardless of the trail conditions, whether the traffic is heavier than normal and the trails get whooped like we've seen a few times this year, the clubs can only do so much. And if the snow conditions don't hold up to where the temperatures are just a little too warm and we start getting rain, even up in the higher elevations, and things start to deteriorate, just remember, the clubs can only control so much. They're doing all they can. They're aware of the situation. Support them. Join where you ride. And make the most of whatever we've got this winter is clearly the message.
No, you said it all. I hope everybody has a great rest of their week. Ride safe. Hopefully you're getting out to ride. you know, have a great weekend and let it snow. And hopefully, let's hope for a cold, cold and snowy start to February.
I would love for nothing more than to under-forecast this event as opposed to over-forecasting last weekend. I would love for nothing more than to under-forecast this weekend and, oh, 8-9 inches of wet snow. That would be awesome. Do the snow dance, pray, voodoo, whatever you need to do. I don't care. Just to find a way to make it snow, because what we've been doing, we've been trying. It's just been a frustrating winter, and like I said, we'll just try and make the most of what we can. Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, thank you once again for joining us on the Guide to Your Ride podcast. Thank you also for that information from Western New York, and hopefully we will get lucky over the weekend, and maybe the weather patterns in the long range will change, and we can get something going, and maybe get a little bit of a streak going here to where we can get some other parts of the state to ride. Let's hope.
Let's hope so. Rich, have a great night. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, and we would like to thank our sponsor, Dave Gleesman and Mapledale Motors, for sponsoring this Guide to Your Ride podcast. If you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, whether you're in Central New York near his home base in Barneveld or anywhere within the sound of my voice, MapledaleMotors.com is the place to go. And that is the Guide to Your Ride. Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders for this Guide to Your Ride podcast. You can find them online at RideTugHill.com. That's RideTugHill.com. They maintain over 60 miles of trails in West Lydon, Constableville, High Market, and Southern Lewis County. Join where you ride, RideTugHill.com.